Prisons throughout the country continue to grapple with how to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The state of Missouri recently completed COVID-19 testing for all of the more than 32,000 people incarcerated or working in its prisons. And this mass testing revealed a 50% spike in previously undiagnosed cases. This mass testing also revealed something else. The rate of active COVID-19 cases among inmates in Missouri Department of Corrections facilities is actually considerably lower than the rate of the state's population as a whole. For more, we're joined now by Anne Presythe, director of the Missouri Department of Corrections. She's also president of the National Correctional Leaders Association. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm glad to be here.
And nationally, COVID-19 cases are proportionately higher and have a spread that's faster in prison populations. But you've said that Missouri has probably the most aggressive COVID-19 testing plan of any state correction system in the country. Talk more about what you're doing.
Right. So we have focused significantly on prevention and containment. And what I mean by that is we were one of the first states in the nation to cancel visitation. We stopped transfers between prisons. We started screening staff early. We've implemented strict sanitation schedules at our prisons. We sheltered in place our enhanced care units, which are housing units that hold a high number of our elderly population. And then we've made sure that there was continued communication with staff and offenders on how to prevent the spread. And so long before we had our first positive, each one of our prisons implemented a viral containment plan. And what that means is that they broke down the prison into smaller cohorts, and we kept staff and offenders together so that we reduced the cross-contamination of the whole facility. And then we also implemented a very aggressive testing schedule. As testing became more available, that became the third piece that we focused on. So prevention, identification, and containment.
How unique is Missouri in this respect and in this effort? These practices aren't standard around the country. We've been hearing about mass infections at state prisons throughout the United States. What do you think is the main challenge for other prisons in other states when it comes to this pandemic? You have this kind of this bird's eye view as well as this very comprehensive review of your prisons.
Well, I think that most of our prisons are doing a great job. And what I've been able to say as a response for how Missouri has handled it is that I credit my staff. We were so fortunate that it took up until mid-April before we saw our first positive. Some states struggled mightily because, as we've seen in our regular communities across the nation, once it gets in a place, if you don't know it's there, it can spread like wildfire. And I think that's where some of our states ended up. But once they identified it, they were able to contain and provide the proper PPE and do the protocols that were necessary.
Is that a big reason why there's such a big variation from state to state? I mean, I'm thinking about your state in comparison to, say, a state like Arkansas, who has seen a case rate of 290 per 1,000 inmates. That's according to the COVID Prison Project. I mean, that is the highest in the country and several times higher than what you're reporting in your state.
Right. And I don't know the policies or the practices of Arkansas, so I can't compare. And I think that's where it's important to use the data to help us get better. And I believe that that's where states can benefit. But again, it goes to the testing, that if you're not testing, you don't know what you have. I mean, right now, today, we have 14 prisons that have zero offender positives. So that is phenomenal for me. Now I can focus my resources on those other six areas that are having issues and making sure that they have proper staffing and that we're getting them the help they need, and that we continue to box in test where we see there might be a potential issue. So using all that information is really what I think can help states keep a handle on what's happening.
That's Ann Preseith, Director of the Missouri Department of Corrections. She's also president of the National Correctional Leaders Association. Ann, thank you so much for sharing your work.
Tanya, I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.